Buffalo's new green code is set to become law after years of public input, debate, and revisions. As he begins today's press pass conversation, Jim Fink, who covers development issues for Business First, offers some thoughts on the long road to creating the city's new green code.
Yes, it was worth Buffalo to do it because they needed to get into the 21st century from a planning, zoning, development standpoint. There'll be a shakeout period. There's probably things on paper that don't mesh with reality. Obviously, the green code is not cast in stone. It's not one of the Ten Commandments. It is flexible. There are provisions that can be rewritten or adjusted, just like there were in previous zoning guidelines. If something isn't viable, if something isn't working, if there are holes that need to be addressed, they will be.
Okay. We move on from that, and we go to sports in Western New York in 2017. It's a big year, you've pointed out to me, not the least of which is an event that right now is just happening across the board of the World Junior Hockey Championships.
The World Juniors will cap what is a very busy and almost a telltale year for those that want to see Buffalo as an amateur sports hub and destination. You have the NCAAs coming in March. You have some amateur hockey events, amateur soccer events, amateur lacrosse events coming in at various points. There's some softball tournaments and things like that.
You say it's a test, though.
It is a test.
What will you be grading the test on? What are the things that are needed to be done to maybe take that next step that you're suggesting here?
First of all, it has to be visitor-friendly. There has to be information, especially with the NCAAs. You have, 90 minutes between sessions, roughly? So you got to get 18,000 people out of the KeyBank Center, find a place for them to eat, drink, whatever, and then get back into for the second round. The World Juniors, there's a little bit more flexibility because there's a little bit more time between the games. But still, you can't push everybody to one restaurant or another because logistically it's not going to work. Now, I talked to Patrick Kaler from Visit Buffalo Niagara. They're talking about having all sorts of information available. They're talking about having food trucks galore down there, especially for the NCAAs. Hopefully, if Uber is approved in here, that there'll be an Uber presence to get people from KeyBank Center maybe up to Allentown to some of the bars and restaurants there. So, I mean, they're thinking ahead. They're being very aggressive. They're being very forward-looking in how to game plan because they know there's a lot at stake. If things get messed up, if people, everyone piles into one restaurant and they just can't handle it, that reflects badly on Buffalo, and that will reflect badly when Buffalo tries to go and get other events.
Finally, we see that Sears is closing a couple of locations, one of which is at the Boulevard Mall, and it does raise questions about the Boulevard Mall. We've seen other malls fade away.
This does not bode well for the Boulevard Mall. Presumably, sometime in the first quarter, the mall will probably go to some sort of foreclosure sale. So somebody's going to step up and buy the mall, but the value of the mall is being diminished by the fact that one of your major anchors, Sears, which has been there for 15, 20 years, whenever they built that extension on, is gone. I mean, that's a lot of space to fill in a market where retailers are retrenching. They're not expanding. And it's not just a Buffalo thing. I mean, they're retrenching nationwide. People are doing more online buying and less foot traffic buying. So this is something worth watching. It bears watching because it's going to decrease the value of the Boulevard Mall. It's going to maybe make it harder in terms of redevelopment because you're going to have a 80,000 square foot hole at the southern end of the mall that needs to be filled.
So true.
They're also closing the Walden Galleria location, but the Galleria with its strength, the strength of the Pyramid Company, the stability of the mall, I suspect that space will be filled probably not by a single tenant, but by multiple tenants.
Jim Fink of Business First, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.